Now, what did we say last night?
昨天晚上我们说什么?
That's a good place to start last night.
昨天晚上,
the kingdom of God. You guys are sons and daughters of the kingdom.
你们是神国度的儿女呢?
Uh-huh. And there were three things. Holy Spirit encounters.
第一是 触摩, 是一见圣灵,
and in submission to the fivefold ministry.
然后顺服那五重指示,
and then personal devotion to God through prayer and the word of God.
然后自己个人的虔诚是透过祷告跟读经,
and we need all three of them.
然后我们这三个都需要了,
and so you get the people, they just want the Holy Ghost and they just say, touch me, touch me, touch me.
那有一些人是直觉的, 他们需要圣灵, 就说一直触摸我, 触摸我吧。
But they're not interested in prayer and the word of God.
可是他们对祷告, 对神的话都没有兴趣。
And they're not interested in receiving the authority that comes with the fivefold ministry.
而且他们不想要得到那个从五重指示的那个权威。
They just want the Holy Spirit to touch them.
他们只要圣灵触摸我他们。
But that's not going to grow you up into a son or daughter of the kingdom.
可是那个并不会叫你在当神国度的儿女来长大成熟。
You have to have all three.
你三个都需要了。
And so you say, Holy Spirit, touch me, touch me, touch me, I'm hungry.
所以你说,圣灵触摸我,我很饿啊,我很渴慕。
And then you read the word of God and you eat it.
然后你再读神的话就吃它了。
You say, Holy Spirit, give me a hunger for this book.
你说,圣灵,让我渴慕你的话语了。
Let me hear the voice of God speaking from its pages.
让我透过它可以听到神的声音。
God, I want to find you in this book. I want to hear your voice.
我要在这本书里面听到你的声音，找到你啊。You
see, the Lord of the book is more important than the book of the Lord.
你知道呢，这个圣经的主比那个主的圣经还更重要。Because
if it wasn't for God, there wouldn't be a book, there wouldn't be a Bible.
因为没有神的话，就没有这本书，没有圣经。And
when you know the Lord of the book, this book comes alive.
你知道圣经的主的话，这本书就会变成很活的。
And so we say, Holy Spirit, touch me.
怎么说,圣灵触摸我吧。
And we're devoted to prayer, we're devoted to the Word of God, we're devoted to fasting.
然后我们就以祷告,禁食跟读圣经为我们的中心。
Fasting is good.
禁食是很好的事。
Because it increases your hunger.
因为让你更渴慕。
And if you feel like you're not hungry enough, you just, need to fast.
你要是觉得你不够渴慕的话, 你只要禁食就可以了。
And when you fast, you feel so hungry for God.
那你禁食的时候, 你就渴慕神了。
And that makes you want to fast more.
然后那个会让你更想要禁食。
We need the Holy Spirit to encounter us.
所以我们需要接触圣灵。
We've got our own personal devotion to God.
我们自己要向他虔诚。
And we're submitting to the fivefold ministry.
而且我们要降服那个五重指示。
The fivefold ministry comes with authority from God.
那个五重指示的权威是从神而来的。
Most of the fivefold ministry that we have seen today has little authority.
我们目前所看到五重指示大部分的是权威很少。
But the fivefold ministry is called to have great authority.
可是这个五重指示其实它应该很有权柄。
And that authority is not so that they can do the work of the ministry.
并不是因为他们要去行这些服事的事情。
He gives them that authority to equip the church to do the work of the ministry.
他们要装备信徒各尽其职。
Now the problem with authority is this.
可是权柄有一个问题。
If you submit to authority, it's going to shift things around in your life.
你顺服权柄的话, 你的一些生命的东西要调一调位置啊。
So if you say, come Holy Spirit and touch me, I need more of you.
你说圣灵来触摸我, 我更需要你了。
But then you don't let the authority of the fivefold ministry shift things around in your heart.
可是你不容许五重指示来调整你的生命。
You're not going to become a son and daughter of the kingdom.
你并不会成为神国度的儿女。
And so we have to have all three of these. They're very, very important.
所以这三种非常重要。
You know, religion absolutely hates joy.
一个宗教是非常讨厌喜乐。
And religion's favorite word is shh.
宗教最爱的字就是闭嘴, shh.
Be quiet.
要安静。
Don't rock the boat.
你不要让事情变成不一样。
And God comes along and blows the boat up.
可是上帝来就是会把那个船炸掉。
But what the devil tries to do is copy the manifestations of the Spirit.
但是魔鬼是想要效仿那个圣灵的表现。
People, they try to copy what the Spirit is doing, but it's not real.
所以有一些人会想要仿冒圣灵所做的，可是并不是真的。
It doesn't flow.
并没有这样子的流利。
And so then people become critical of the move of the Spirit.
所以别人就批评圣灵的运行。
That's the strategy that the devil uses to shut down the moving of God.
所以魔鬼就是用这样子的方法来消灭圣灵要做的事情。
So we don't throw out the good because of the bad.
我们不要因为那些不好的部分而把那个好的也跟着一起丢掉。
Now most people just need to be taught about the moving of the Spirit.
大部分的人只要学习关于圣灵的运行。
The Holy Spirit first began to touch me way back in 1993.
我1993年第一次感觉到圣灵的触摸。
In 1992, I first began to see the Holy Spirit moving in a meeting.
我1992年第一次在一个聚会中有看圣灵在运行。
And I had never seen anything like that before in my life.
我从来没有看过这种事情。
And I was so hungry for God to touch me.
我很渴慕神来触摸我了。
And I'd lift my hands and I'd say, God, I'm hungry, please touch me.
我就会举手说，主啊，我很渴慕，请触摸我吧。
And nothing would happen.
可是没事发生。
I'd get down on my hands and knees in my bedroom and I'd cry out and I'd say, God, I want you to touch me.
我在我的卧房里面会跪下来说，主啊，我要你触摸我。
And still nothing would happen.
可是还没有什么事情发生呢。
And that happened for 6 months.
有六个月之久。
And finally after 6 months, I was in some very anointed meetings and it came right to the last meeting.
那六个月之后，我就是在一些很有恩膏的聚会，最后一个聚会的时候。
And the last meeting was ending.
然后聚会要结束。
And I was so disappointed because God still hadn't touched me.
然后我很失望，因为主还没有触摸我呢。
I was so disappointed, I gave up.
我就放弃了。
And then I started to cry.
我开始流眼泪了。
And then I couldn't stop crying.
然后我就停止不了啊。
And then I felt God give me the biggest hug I'd ever had.
然后我就感受到神就拥抱了我。
And so then I couldn't stop crying for the next few months.
过了几个月，我就没办法停止哭啊。
And then.I started laughing.
然后我就开始笑啊。
Then I couldn't stop laughing.
然后停止不了啊。
One minute I'd be laughing.
一刹那我是在笑。
The next minute I'd be crying.
一刹那我是在哭。
One minute I'd be rolling around on the floor.
一刹那我是滚在地上。
And then the next thing I'd be coughing up a demon.
然后我再咳一个鬼出来。
I tell you all of that to tell you this.
我告诉你那么多就是要告诉你们。
I've been receiving from God for 16 years now.
我已经从神接受了16年了。
This move of the Spirit never stopped.
这个圣灵的运动就并没有停止了。
Some churches got on the bus, they got in the move.
有些教会就是也跟着这个圣灵的运动。
And then they got back off again.
可是也有一些就是不想要继续了。
But this move of the Spirit has never stopped.
这个圣灵的运行并没有停止过。
I preached in five or more nations all through those years.And I've seen God move in the most incredible and powerful ways.
我这16年以来，我在大概有五个国家讲道的时候，我就看到圣灵在每个国家都要有很特别、很特别的运行。
He never stopped.
他并没有停止。
Somehow we got out of sync.
我们呢？我们跟他不同，不同步骤吧。
So.I've been receiving from God and I've been in this move of the Spirit for 16 years.
所以我已经有16年之久是领受神的灵。
And in the early days, there was a strong emphasis on deliverance.
那早期是常常在讲释放赶鬼。
And so people would pray for me and they would be rebuking the devil and casting the demons out.
所以人会为我祷告就斥责恶魔然后就赶鬼。
And I'd be coughing and coughing and making all these terrible noises.
我一直咳就出现多奇奇怪怪的声音。
All very dramatic really.
有点太过分一点哦。
And then I end up with all red around my vocal cords and my eyes.
然后我眼睛红了，我的喉咙也红了。
Has anyone ever had that happen before?
有没有发生过这样子的事情呢？
Because the pressure the demons they sometimes put on your face when they're coming out.
那有时候那些邪灵他们要出来的时候，他给你的脸很大的压力。
But I discovered something I'd like to tell you.
可是我发现一件我要跟你们说的秘诀。
I found that when I got in the anointing and I was laughing in the Holy Spirit.
我发现我在圣灵里面来笑的时候。
I just give a cough and the demon would just go like, just like that.
我咳一下下，那个邪灵就走了。
That was a lot easier.
很容易哦，更容易哦。
I didn't have to look like some red-eyed monster.
我就不会变成一个红眼球的一个怪物了。
And run out of voice.
而且不用没有声音了，沙哑。
The next day when you see people, you have to try and explain what happened to you.
不用第二天跟人家见面的时候，一定要解释说发生什么事情，我才这样子。
You know you have to borrow some makeup to hide all the bloodshot eyes.
不用跟人家借眼影什么的。去隐瞒你的那个奇怪的脸。
I want you to know deliverance is really good.
赶鬼是很好的事情。
I believe in deliverance.
我相信神要赶鬼。
It's just what I'm saying is don't become over focused on deliverance.
不要一直集中在这个赶鬼的事情。
Don't become over focused on the devil.
不要以魔鬼为中心。
We all have strongholds in our lives.
我们每一位都有一些神魔鬼把握的地方。
But God is much bigger than those strongholds.
但是神更大啊。
And as we stay hungry for Him, they will go over time.
我们继续不断的渴慕神，那些地雷什么的，他们都会不见了。
The reason that the strongholds don't go straight away,
那些为什么不立刻走呢？
Is because God wants to work a deeper repentance in your heart.
因为神要让你更愿意认罪。
You see that stronghold? It's like a hand, and it has a grip on the inside of you.
那魔鬼好像是抓住你内心的部分。
And so the more desperate you are for God,
所以你更渴慕神的时候
，the deeper the repentance goes,
你的认罪悔改是更深的。
It's like those fingers get prized off.
好像神在拔掉你的手。
Once those fingers are prized off, the demon leaves easy.
那要是你的手已经展开的话，那个邪灵就立刻会走。
Otherwise, you have to shout at the demon and shout at the demon and shout at the demon.
不然你一直要喊着吼着叫他走。
But that demon has a legal right to be there.
但是他其实是有原因可以留在你里面。
Because it's attached to something in your heart that you've given it permission.
因为你已经容许他在你心里面。
And so you don't need somebody to go, come out in Jesus' name, come out in Jesus' name.
你不用人吩咐说立刻奉耶稣基督的名要赶走。
You need the repentance that begins to loose the grip of that thing in your heart.
你所需要的是那个身心的认罪悔改。
And then when somebody comes along and says, come out in Jesus' name, out comes the demon.
然后一有人说奉耶稣的名赶走，那个邪灵就立刻离开了。
It's different with everybody.
每一个人都不一样啊。
I always know when I get set free from a demon.
我自己会明明的知道哪时候有邪灵走了。
I feel it leave.
我会感受到它离开。
There's an awful lot of coughing and noise going on, but not much leaving sometimes.
但是有很多时候是大家在咳在呕吐，可是并没有很多邪灵离开。
And so the enemy can get us distracted with deliverance.
所以有的时候，我们的敌人他会让我们集中在这个赶鬼的事情，会让我们分心。
Demons absolutely hate joy.
你知道邪灵他们讨厌喜乐。
They really hate it.
他们真的很恨他。
Religion hates joy.
宗教也是很恨喜乐。
If you want to torment the demons inside you, then get the joy of the Lord.
你要让那些邪灵有很不容易过的日子的话，你就是要拥有神的喜乐。
Those demons won't stay around very long.
他们不会长留在你心里。
Hallelujah. You know when I first began to experience the joy.
我开始感受到神的喜乐是什么时候呢？
We had 1 month of meetings, 1993.
1993年我们有一个月的聚会。
Every week we had 5 meetings.
每一个礼拜我们有五个聚会。
And every meeting people laughing, drunk.
每一次有人就一直笑，好像喝醉圣灵的金酒。
And I was one of them.
我也在其中之一。
And then after a whole month of that,
那有一个月之久。
That's when I found that I'd be laughing and next thing I'd go cough and feel the demon leave.
那个时候过了之后我就发现我一直在笑然后咳一下下那个邪灵就会走了。
Wow, I'm a different person now.
我现在是不一样的人哦。
You want to know me before that happened.
你要是认识之前的我呢
I was shy.
我很害羞。
I was really fearful.
我真的很害怕。
I didn't have confidence.
我没有自信。
I felt so rejected.
我觉得就是人弃绝我了。
I was really lonely.
我很寂寞。
I didn't know how to receive love.
不知道怎么样接受爱。
But now I'm completely different.
现在我是完全的不一样了。
Hallelujah! I much prefer me now.
我比较喜欢现在的我。
I never want to go back to what I was.
我不要回到以前的我。
So what am I saying? Stay hungry for God.
就是继续渴慕神。
Let him drown those little demons that torment you.
让他淹死那些干扰你的邪灵啊。
Get so full of God they can't breathe.
你要充满神到他们呼吸不了。
Choke them to death.
你就让他们就jump them to death?
Choke them to death.
Choke them to death. Okay, 要勒住他们啊。
Hallelujah. Have fun being set free.
你要享受得释放。
Jesus has already won the victory.
耶稣已经得了释放了。
That big demon that torments you is just a tiny little thing.
对耶稣来说，那个一直干扰你的那个大魔鬼，那个大邪灵，它是小小的。
It takes time to get set free, but it's just a little thing.
Yes. 可能需要一段时间，但是你仍然会得释放。
And when you fight those tiny little demons, it's going to make you bigger and stronger to fight big demons.
然后你要是可以胜过那些小小的邪灵的话，你将来可以胜过更大的邪灵。
And you're going to become giant killers, giant slayers.
然后我们就可以成为杀巨人的。
Who wants to kill some giants?
谁要杀巨人呢？
Sons and daughters of the kingdom get to kill giants.
神国度的儿女可以杀巨人。
What are the giants?
什么巨人呢？
Religion's a giant.
宗教是一个巨人。
Fear is a giant.
惧怕是一个巨人。
Hatred is a giant.
恨恶是一个巨人。
Rejection is a giant.
弃绝是一个巨人。
There's many giants.
很多巨人哦。
And you're called to be giant killers.
可是你们的呼召是要杀巨人的。
And you're in training.
而且你们现在正在受训练。
And so you get to practice on those little fellas in your own life.
所以你可以练习在那些在你自己生命中的那些小小的邪灵。
Is this helping anybody?
这个有没有帮助呢？
Is this relevant?
这个跟你的生活有没有相关？
Good. Okay. I tell you what I used to do. I was in a period where I was manifesting a lot of demons.
我有一段时间是有很多邪灵在显露在我的生命中。
And I was so frustrated because I wanted to be set free.
我很挫折，因为我想要得到释放。
Would somebody please pray for me with authority and get me set free?
有没有人可以用权柄来为我祷告呢？叫我得释放。
I tell you what I used to do.
那我以前怎么样做呢？
I would read Psalm 35.
我就会看诗篇35篇。
And Psalm 35 is about David's enemies.
诗篇35篇是关于大卫的敌人。
I would speak to the demons because they're my enemies.
我会向魔鬼讲话，因为他是我的敌人。
I would speak the word of God.
只会用神的话来跟他们说。
I was prophesying to them that they were going.
我在向他们说预言，说他们会离开我了。
Hallelujah! I just read that psalm straight to them.
我就直接读诗篇三十五篇给他们听。
Verse 1 says, fight against those who fight against me.
这个说要与跟我打仗的去打仗。我们从第一节。
Contend, O Lord, with those who strive with me.
与我相争的求你与他们相争。
And then fight against those who fight against me.
与我相战的求你与他们相战。
That's what those demons are doing. They're striving and fighting against you.
那些邪灵就是这样子，就是与你相战，与你相争。
They don't want you to be free in the Holy Ghost.
他们不要你 在圣灵里面得了得释放。
So just start proclaiming the word of God to them.
所以你要向他们宣告神的话。
And speak it with authority and with confidence.
而且用权柄，用信心来跟他们讲。
You know why Christians still have demons?
为什么基督徒还有邪灵呢？
Because those demons are their friends.
因为那些邪灵成为他们的朋友。
Somehow you've welcomed that thing into your life.
你之前就是已经欢迎他在你的生命中了。
It might be rejection or self-pity.
或许是弃绝，或许是自怜。
But something in your life has said, "Come and be my friend, little demon."
你生命里面你就曾跟他说过啊，来，你邪灵，你要做我的朋友了。
Come and live in me. I'll make a nice little home for you.
住在我里面，我会替你做一个很好的窝。
And you can comfort me.
然后你可以安慰我啦。
And I'll look after you.
然后我会照顾你啦。
And so you've actually welcomed it there. You didn't realize that, did you?
所以你欢迎他来咯，你大概不知道。
And she said, "God, make those friends my enemies."
所以你就要跟神说，你要让那些原来是我朋友的成为我的敌人。
Teach me to hate them like you hate them.
请你让我来恨他们，像你恨他们一样。
Yeah. So you see, you're not powerless.
所以你并不是没有权威。
You're not powerless. There's something you can do.
你有权柄，你可以做一件事情。
I did that for, I don't know how long I did that for.
我不记得我用多少时间来这样子处理那些邪灵。
There was a whole season in my life where God did a lot of deliverance.
有好久一段时间神一直在释放我得自由。
And so you might go through that season too.
所以或许你也会这样子。
If you soak in the anointing long enough, all of that darkness will begin to shift and move.
所以你要是泡在这个恩膏里面的话，那些黑暗就会开始移走。
But when that happens, just keep drinking, keep drinking, keep drinking.
继续喝，继续喝，继续喝。
Light is greater than darkness.
光明是比黑暗更大。
When you turn on the light, the darkness flees.
你打开灯，那个黑暗就跑走了。
A lot of people struggle to really laugh.
有很多人不能从心里来笑。
My heart goes out to the people that really struggle.
那可是我很同情他们。
You know, it's hard when you see all these other people receiving, and you think it just doesn't work for me.
你看那么多人在领受，你觉得哦啊，我自己领受不了这样子的恩膏。
I want to tell you, don't give up.
不要放弃了。
Stay hungry for God.
继续渴慕神。
You know, sometimes standing there with your eyes closed and your hands up is very serious.
有的时候你在那边闭眼睛，然后手举起来，真的是很严肃的事。
Just open your eyes and have a look at somebody that's laughing.
那不然就打开眼睛来看那些笑的人哦。
They look very funny.
他们看起来有时候很好笑哦。
Drunk people are funny.
喝醉酒的人就有一点可笑哦。
It's hard not to laugh when you look at people that are happy.
看喜乐的人的时候很不容易不笑。
When two people get together and they start laughing, then you want to laugh even more.
两位在一起开始笑，你就更想要笑哦。
And it's not even really that funny.
而且不见得很好笑哦。
But because the other person's laughing, you laugh even more.
就是因为他在笑，所以你笑得更大声。
See, what is it about all this laughter stuff anyway?
啊，这个一直笑，这个是怎么一回事呢？
God's ways are a little bit unusual.
啊，神的行为有的时候是有一点。
But I tell you what's so important about laughter.
我告诉你，笑是多么的重要。
It's really, really simple.
很简单哦。
Laughter opens your spirit.
是打开你的灵。
It's really hard to laugh with someone and have your spirit close to them.
你要是跟一个人一起笑的话，你很不容易把你的灵对他封闭。
You know, you can feel really grumpy and your spirit is closed.
或许你真的是今天脸色很不好，你的灵是封闭的。
And in your heart, you're saying, "Don't relate to me, leave me alone."
然后你在心里面是说，你不要来跟我来往，你不要跟我讲话，你这样。
I'm not happy today.
我今天很不高兴啊。
I know I married you, but go away.
我知道我嫁给你了，可是你要离开我吧。
Leave me alone, I'll love you tomorrow.
不要理我，我明天再爱你好了。
And then something funny happens and you both start laughing together.
然后有一件很好笑的事情发生，你们两位一起开始笑。
And then your spirit opens up straight away, just like that.
然后你的灵就立刻会打开，就很容易了。
It's really hard to laugh and have your spirit closed.
你要笑的话，你很不容易，灵就封闭了。
Really good families have fun.
很好的家庭呢，他们会一起去做好玩的事。
And so when mom and dad laugh with their sons and their daughters, they have close relationships.
所以爸爸妈妈跟孩子们一起笑的话，他们的关系会变成很亲密。
Because their spirits are open to one another.
因为他们的灵是彼此开放的。
And God's a daddy, he wants to play with his children.
那神就是我们的阿爸父，他要跟我们一起玩啊。
So that we become more connected to him.
好，让我们与他关系更亲密。
He's our father and he loves us.
因为他是我们的爸爸，他爱我们啊。
It's really simple.
很简单的事哦。
We don't have to spiritualize it.
我们并不要让他很属灵化。
God just wants to have fun with you because he loves you.
神爱你，所以他想要跟你一起享受啊。
Imagine a marriage with no laughter.
那你想到一对夫妻是从来没有一起笑过。
Oh, no. That would be bad.
那很不好耶。
I feel very sorry for people that are married and there's no laughter.
我会很可怜那样子的一对夫妻的。
And many Christians,
或许他们是基督徒。
They're married to Jesus, but there's no laughter.
或许基督徒是与耶稣结婚了，可是并不会跟他一起笑。
There's no openness.
也没有开放。
There's no connection.
也没有什么连结。
You know, when you get married, it's fresh. You know, I love you, I love you, I love you.
你刚结婚的时候就很新鲜，就我一直想讲那些肉麻的话，我很爱你呀。
And then you get familiar with each other.
可是你过时间就会彼此很熟悉。
Yeah, oh, that's just that same old person. I've been married to them for 5 years now.
啊，我已经跟他结婚了五年了啊，就是他而已啊。
And you lose the joy.
然后你就失去那样子的喜乐了。
You never want to lose the joy.
你不要失去那样子的喜乐。
That's what we do as Christians as well.
我们基督徒也是如此啊。
You know, we're all open to Jesus, and yes, I love you, and I've got my favorite song.
一信主，我们就跟耶稣好像谈恋爱，我们有一些我们最爱的灵歌。
And then after 5 years, yeah, I'm familiar with how this goes.
Yeah, 过了五年，我们就说，哦，对啊，我知道做基督徒要怎样做。
We go to church and we sing some songs, la la la.
对啊，对啊，我们去做礼拜，然后就唱一些歌啦，啦啦啦。
Then we listen to a message. I wish they'd hurry up.
然后就想啊，现在几点了？哎，赶快呀！
I want to go home because I'm a grumpy Christian.
哦，我要回家，因为我是很不快乐的基督徒。
Ah, let's get the joy back into our Christianity.
我们还要再做喜乐的基督徒。
Let's get connected with God.
我们要再跟神连接。
Let's get our spirits open so wide.
我们要打开我们的灵。
That we can receive spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
好，叫我们在灵界里面领受神的祝福。
Ephesians 1:3 says, we have been blessed withEvery spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
以弗所书第一章第三节说，我们已经领受所有神要赐给我们的那个祝福。
That promise is huge.
那个应许是非常广大的。
Every spiritual blessing.
每一个属灵的祝福呢
？And in heavenly places.
在灵界里面的每一个祝福。
Everything that God has is yours.
神所有的一切都是你的。
But you've got to open your spirit to receive it.
可是你要打开你的灵才可以接受。
Huh? It's like being in a treasure house.
好像是在一个宝藏里面。
And there's just so much treasure, you're like a little kid, and you're like, ah!
那有那么多的宝，你就是像小孩子就看，哇塞！
And then you run into the next room, and there's still more treasure.
你在另外一个房间，你看更多宝在那边。
And you're running from room to room, from room to room.
从房间跑到另外一个房间去。
And every room's full of treasure.
每一个房间都充满了那些宝啊。
He's a big daddy.
他是很大的父亲啊。
He's got a lot of treasure.
他有很多很多宝要给我们。
How many know that God's love is one of those treasures?
你知不知道神的爱就是一个宝？
Are you never going to get to the end of God's love?
那你走不完那些爱了。
And that's Christianity. We get to run from room to room the whole time we're here on the earth.
那我们在世上呢？我们做基督徒，我们就可以从一个房间跑到另外一个房间，到另外一个房间去啊。
I'm going to say, God, I can't believe how good you are. I can't believe how good you are.
我们就会跟神说，哦，主啊，我不知道你这么的好，我不知道你这么的美。
I really don't deserve this, God.
我配呀，我不配。
And God says, No, you don't. You're right. You don't deserve it.
那上帝就跟我们说，哎呀，对，你不配啊。
But here it's yours anyway.
可是没关系，还是你的。
You don't deserve anything.
你什么都不配。
You know the problem with most Christians.
一般基督徒的大问题是什么？
Let's say many Christians.
那很多很多基督徒的大问题。
They think that God owes them something.
他们以为神欠他们什么？
They think that God is obligated to give them something.
他们以为他们神欠他们一个人情债。
They think the church owes them something.
他们认为教会也欠他们喽。
God doesn't owe you anything.
神什么都不欠你啊。
You are not deserving of anything.
你什么都不配啊。
Everything you get from him, you don't deserve.
你所得着的一切，你都本来就不配得到。
I don't know what it's like in Taiwan, but we live in a time where we emphasize human rights.
我们现在所强调的，一直强调人的权威。
It's my right to have this. It's my right to have that.
你理所当然的要给我某某东西。
I should be treated better in that church.
你在教会一定要好好的对待我咯。
They should recognize my gift, my anointing.
要承认我的恩膏，我的恩赐。
God, you shouldn't treat me like this. Why did you let that happen?
神，你不应该这样子对待我，你为什么容许那样子的事情发生在我身上？
God owes you absolutely nothing.
神一件事情，一个小小的东西都不欠你了。
But he gives you absolutely everything.
可是他所赐你的是一切。
You better not complain to him. He's done you a good deal.
你不要埋怨他，因为他已经对你很慷慨。
He's so good.
他好到哪个地步呢？
And we know that we just absolutely don't deserve it.
而且我们知道我们不配。
And so it causes us to repent.
所以我们要认罪悔改。
And we say, Oh God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me.
我们就跟他说，神啊，原谅赦免我，饶恕我吧。
What does it say in the Bible or Romans somewhere that the kindness of God leads to repentance?
他在罗马书里面说，神的仁慈是带领我们来认罪悔改。
I like you guys, you're good.
我很喜欢你们。
I think you God's really going to use you.
神很会用你们。
You're sons and daughters of the kingdom.
你是神国度的儿女了。
You're just beginning.
你现在才开始了。
It's like you're just little babies, little children.
好像你们是婴儿了。
But I can feel God's growing you up.
可是我感受到神在成熟你们，在长大你们。
Hallelujah, that excites me.
那个会让我很兴奋哦。
This is a room full of eagles.
我为什么要这样子提供？因为我觉得你们每一位都是一个老鹰。
And eagles like to eat the word of God.
那老鹰是喜欢吃神的话。
They're not like chickens that just eat all the scraps and the rubbish.
不像鸡一直吃垃圾。
Actually, I forgot to say something. I was talking about the joy of the Lord.
本来我在提神的喜乐呢。
And some people find it hard to receive that joy.
那有的人是很不容易接受这样子的喜乐。
Often the reason is that as a little child, you were taught not to laugh.
有的时候是因为你小的时候被教导不要笑。
Children laugh freely and naturally.
孩子们很自然的会笑。
And when you are continually told, don't laugh, stop that, don't do that.
可是要是有大人常常跟你说，你不要笑，你不要笑。
You're trained not to laugh.
你就被训练不要笑。
In other words, you don't have the permission to do it.
那所以你就是没有这样子容许可以这样子笑。
And so you actually have to give yourself permission to laugh.
你要跟自己说，我容许你来笑。
Children laugh. When they laugh, they don't laugh small. I mean, they giggle and roll around. They really laugh.
孩子们笑的时候，他们就会滚来滚去，是笑很大声。
They don't put a limit on the laugh.
他们并不限制他们的笑。
When mum or dad think you're getting a little bit over the top, can you translate over the top? A little bit excessive.
爸爸妈妈觉得你太过分的时候
，They say that's enough now.
他们说够了吧。
Hey, and sometimes we need mum and dad to say that's enough now, okay?
当然，我们有时候需要他们说够了吧。
Because you've got to train you not to be crazy.
因为他们要训练你不要做傻事。
But children need to be allowed to be children.
但是你要容许孩子们做孩子啊。
And you need to give yourself permission to just be free and be a child.
所以你要容许自己做孩子。
Because you can't be a healthy, whole, loving adult if you don't do that.
你要是没有容许自己做孩子，你不能做一个健康成熟的大人。
You've got to give yourself permission. Say, I give myself permission to laugh.
你要跟自己说，我容许我自己来笑。
Sometimes when I'm praying for people, I speak to them. I say, I give you permission to laugh.
有时我为人祷告，我就会要跟他们说，我容许你来笑。
It's the same with crying.
哭也是一样啊。
Stop crying.
很多人就说不要哭。
That's enough of that.
够了吧。
Men don't cry.
男人不会哭了。
And so you give yourself permission to cry.
但是你要容许自己来哭。
You know, in life, hard things happen.
在生命里面有一些难的事情会发生。
And we lose things that are precious to us.
我们会失去一些我们觉得很宝贵的东西。
And we grieve.
然后我们一定要哭，我们一定要流眼泪。
But some of you, the grief was so big, you couldn't handle it.
可是你们有一些人，那个痛苦大到你克服不了它。
And so you wouldn't let yourself grieve.
所以你并不容许自己去哭。
And you have to give yourself permission to do that.
你要容许自己来哭那件事情。
God gives you permission to grieve.
神是说他容许你来哭。
He gives you permission to cry.
他容许你来流眼泪。
He gives you permission to laugh.
他容许你来笑。
I don't do it, he does.
不是我在容许你，而是他。
I just come along and I say, hey, guess what, guys? God's giving you permission to laugh.
我只会说啊，主是给你们，是容许你们来笑。
It was true before I even said it.
我说之前，神就已经容许你们笑了。
So go ahead, laugh.
笑吧。
Have a drink.
所以继续喝圣灵的新酒吧。
Hallelujah. A lot of Christians get touched by the Holy Spirit.
很多基督徒是被圣灵触摸。
They play around in the river.
他们是在河流旁边玩。
But they don't fall into it and drown.
可是他们并不会跳到河流中间来淹死。
If you just play around in the shallow water, then you might just always remain a chicken.
你要是一直在河流旁边玩的话，你可能永远都是鸡。
But the eagle gets dragged into the river and drowns in it.
可是那个老鹰呢，它会到河流中间去淹死。
Remember, eagles are not afraid to die.
你要记得哦，老鹰是不怕死的哦。
Kill me, God. Kill me, God.
他说，神啊，杀了我吧。
And ignore me when I scream when you do it.
然后我在你尖叫的时候，你不要理我了。
Just do it anyway, God.
就是要杀了我吧。
You know, the more you struggle, the worse it is.
你越挣扎就越痛苦哦。
If you didn't struggle, you'd die easy.
你要是不挣扎的话，你就容易就过世了。
The problem with us humans is we don't let go easy.
可是我们人，我们一直会不放手。
You know, your flesh is really stubborn.
你的老我实在是很坚持要活下去。
Your flesh likes to fight.
他很想要跟神挣扎。
It doesn't die easy.
他死不是很容易去死的。
You know, it's like a pig.
这有点像猪一样。
Ever seen a pig killed?
你有没有看过人杀猪？
Pigs do not die easy.
猪是不容易死的耶。
You know they scream and scream and wriggle.
他们一直尖叫，一直挣扎耶。
And even once they've cut their throat, they're still screaming and wriggling.
那你就割他们的脖子，他们还仍然在尖叫，仍然在挣扎。
Your flesh is like a pig.
那我们的老我，我们的肉体就是这样子啊。
Doesn't want to die.
不想死的。
But Jesus is a lamb.
可是耶稣基督是羔羊啊。
And lambs give their life.
那羔羊呢？他是自己愿意死。
They die easy.
他们死得很容易。
And so you say, God, just kill me, even though I scream.
那你就跟神说主啊，你杀我，就说我尖叫，你就还是杀我吧。
I want to be like Jesus.
我想要像耶稣呢。
I want to learn to love this dying thing.
我想要学习爱这个死的过程。
Because if I die, I become an eagle.
因为我死就会成为老鹰。
And then I don't have to live in this chicken yard anymore.
然后不用继续寄住在这个鸡圈里面。
I'm tired of this chicken yard of religion.
我不喜欢这个宗教的鸡圈里面。
I want to become an eagle and make the heavens my home.
我想要成为老鹰，要一直飞在天空。
Eagles live in the sky.
老鹰是住在天空里面。
No limits.
没有限制。
But there are three differences between chickens and eagles.
所以鸡跟老鹰有三个不同。
Is what they eat.
他们吃什么？
Chickens eat scraps and rubbish.
鸡就是吃那些垃圾，那些剩菜。
Eagles eat Jesus.
那老鹰呢，是吃耶稣基督。
He says what? Eat my flesh and drink my blood.
耶稣说什么？你要吃我的肉体，你要喝我的血。
And so they don't just read the word, they feed on Jesus.
所以他们并不只是读圣经，他们是吃耶稣。
Eagles don't have time to gossip and criticize.
那老鹰是来不及说闲话的。
They think that's disgusting.
他们觉得说闲话批评是很恶心的事。
It's like eating sewage.
好像是吃垃圾、垃圾一样。
If you eat good food, you don't want to eat rubbish.
那你想要有好的食物的话，你并不想要吃垃圾的。
Why is there so much criticism and gossip in the church?
为什么教会里面有这么多批评、这么多闲话呢？
Because we're not eating eagle food.
因为我们没有在吃老鹰的食物。
If you eat eagle food, you'll go ugh at the gossip.
你吃老鹰的食物的话，你会对那个闲话说 很恶心。
You'll say to the person that's gossiping, go and vomit on someone else, leave me alone.
你会跟那些说闲话的人说，哎呀，你去呕吐在别人的身上，不要理我了。
And so that's the first difference between chickens and eagles, what they eat.
所以老鹰跟鸡的分别，第一个是他们吃不同的食物。
The second thing is their perspective, what they see.
第二个是他们所看见的。
All chickens see is a chicken yard.
那鸡看什么？是看鸡圈而已。
All they see is the limitations.
他们只看他们自己的限制。
But eagles live in the sky, there's no limit.
可是老鹰呢，是住在天空里面，根本没有什么限制。
Spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
所以他们在天空，在天上得到属灵的祝福。
And then the third thing is their pastimes.
第三件事情是他们的嗜好。
What do you do when you don't have anything else to do?
你没有别的事要做的时候，你自己去做什么呢？
What's your pastime?
你的嗜好是什么呢？
You can tell the difference between chickens and eagles by their pastimes.
那老鹰跟鸡的嗜好是不一样的。
You know the chicken sits in front of the TV.
那鸡呢是坐在电视前面。
Puts the remote control on their hand.
一直拿着那个遥控机。
Flicks through station after station.
然后一直在改变那个频道。
Feeds off that sewage pipe for a few hours.
那就是用几个小时去吃那些垃圾。
And just doesn't even care about the eagle food.
你说根本不理那些老鹰的食物。
And so what do you do with your pastime?
所以你的嗜好是怎样？
That's my challenge to you.
所以今天给你的挑战就是这样子。
Let's put our pens and Bibles down.
好，我们就把我们的笔、我们的圣经放下来。